This is Ali Gatto, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome to What's on Fight, the podcast that randomly reviews all the great shows that is provided by the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and with me today I have my co-host, the one and only Finn Fish. Finn, how you doing?
I'm good. Great. Had a lovely weekend. I got to see hang out with Rocky Mountain High. Came out here to Vegas and caught a couple of shows and had dinner and all that, but it's another story for another time, it seems, because we got a special guest today.
Yeah, our ongoing series of actually Who's on Fight, and we have the evil genius of pro wrestling. He's a capitalist, Mr. Titus Machiavelli. Titus, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Oh, we're great.
Good.
So, Titus, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what you're from, and like, what's up with this four-part cartel that you run?
Well, you know, I've been in the wrestling business about a decade now. You know, as full-time as you can be on the independent wrestling scene. You know, I've worked as I actually got my start as a ring announcer. You know, you find a way to get started in this business at any level you can. I mean, I actually first started training as a referee, but a guy my size, that doesn't go over very well. I'm bigger than most of the wrestlers, you know what I'm saying? So, I started as a referee, went into a ring announcer, and then I got to do my dream, which was to work as a manager role. I missed that part of pro wrestling, the manager role, such an important part, and it's being lost today. You know, you've got Bobby the Brain Heenan and the Grand Wizard and Mr. Fuji and, you know, Paul Heyman right now is probably the only thing that's really left of that sort of genre of pro wrestling and that pro wrestling role. And it's an important role.
And even with you, you are a manager, but really you run more than just your crew that you run with. You're part owner or?
Well, I'm the CEO of Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling. I'm the boss. As much as Matthew Yaden wants to talk about he's the owner, which he is. He's the full owner of this company for today. But I am the CEO of the company, and you know, I came into Rocky Mountain Pro nearly 3 years ago. It'd be 3 years ago in September. I was brought in by Matthew as the commissioner of the company of what was then known as NRW. You know, my experience in the business world, my experience in wrestling, he wanted somebody to come in and provide some stability to enforcement of rules. Things got kind of wild in those days, and he needed somebody to enforce the rule of law. And that's what I did when I came in. Spent the first year as commissioner of the company and then was put into the role of CEO. Where I've been for 2 years.
And also you run this, the four-part cartel?
The four-point cartel.
Four-point cartel. Mm-hmm.
Four-point, yeah. You, it's a collection of friends, people with common interests. The great Rocky Mountain Pro superstar Hoodlum, his brother, member of the Left Coast Gorillas, Anaya, who's truly the future of this company. And then, of course, another great tag team in Jason Jackson and Big Vig. They are the HR Nightmare. And, of course, the very beautiful Aria Aurora. It's just people who have similar interests, who watch each other's back, who, you know, do things, well, by any means necessary, of course.
Oh, that sounds very cool. I mean, I like the name. It's... You chose a unique name, I would say. I really dig your name. I really like your message that you put out there for this cartel that you run. So, what else have you done throughout your wrestling career? You said you want to be a ref. I heard also you had started to run or you ran your own podcasting.
I was working out in California for a number of years, working with Vendetta Pro Wrestling out of Southern California, a very, very large organization, currently part of the NWA. Vendetta Pro Wrestling is run by a man named Billy Blade. Billy Blade has been all over the world. Years ago, if you remember the Hulkamania tour that toured the world, went through Australia, well, he and Ric Flair battled all over the place. Billy Blade was a part of that. So Billy actually gave me a call and said he wants me to come work at Vendetta. So I worked there for a couple of years as a manager role. And during that time, I got into the podcasting world. At that point, there wasn't a lot of wrestling podcasts. The biggest one was Colt Cabana. And he, you know, everyone now has, you know, Jericho and Austin. All these guys have their own podcast. And it all goes back to Colt Cabana, who actually found a way to market himself on the indie scene with the podcasting. And I was doing the same thing. I kind of took his lead and followed. And, you know, this business in wrestling is an imitation business. And I kind of, you know, I did absolutely imitate what he was doing, but put my own personal twist onto the thing. We were doing really well for a while. We were running with about 2,000 to 3,000 listeners a week. I was running it pretty bare bones. But you know, I made some changes in my personal life, left California and, let the podcast, close out. When I moved back to Colorado about a year later, I started to do it with Rocky Mountain Pro, but, never really got off the ground the way that I had before. At that point, you've got, you know, anybody and everybody doing a wrestling podcast. And, you know, it's difficult to break into the market when you've got names like Stone Cold Steve Austin and Chris Jericho doing wrestling podcasts. And you're just the indie wrestling manager, so to speak.
As you guys know,
running a podcast is not the easiest thing. Most people will sit back and go, oh, how hard is that? You just push play. If you want to do a real strong podcast, as you guys do, you know, you have to spend, there's hours. If you're going to do an interview with a guy and I was doing interviews with Rocky Mountain Pro Stars of 30 and even 60 minutes long, doing maybe two episodes. Well, if you're going to record 30 minutes of content, you have to edit, you have to go through and clean it up and make sure it sounds good. Then you have to, and, you know, I always said that if you're going to do an hour of content, it takes you 3 to 4 hours to, you know, to record, produce, and release. And you guys just totally would understand that. Yep. So it's not as easy as just, you know, push play and do, you know, there you have a podcast. You want to sound intelligent. You want to sound knowledgeable and organized. And if you don't, well, it comes off looking hokey and nobody listens anyway. So you put the time in. And honestly, being, you know, my personal business interests, the Rocky Mountain Pro business interests, and of course the day to day with the cartel, you know, it became too many things that you juggle, and you decide which ones are more important than others. And so the podcast, though, wasn't going very well, and that's just the way it was. I decided to let that go by the wayside and focus it on what was working well for me.
I truly understand what you mean by the podcasting thing. You get everyone wanting to do just the same show, and that's why we came up with this concept of doing, you know, a show that is provided by the Fight app. So anything that's on the Fight app, we record. So you got to be different, but at the same time, you got to try to be the same as everyone else so you don't go too far out there.
Yeah, if you go too far, people kind of go, you know, it gets lost in the, you know. But if you're too similar, then you're lost in the shuffle. And so it's a balance there. And I've done a lot of reading and studying on the podcast genre, and there's a pretty common it's called podcast fade. You know, for the first couple of episodes, you see decent numbers and you're encouraged, and then by the third, fourth, possibly fifth, you start seeing reductions. Typically, by the eighth show, you may have bottomed out. And sometimes, and in my case, I'm just as guilty. You kind of go, okay, what am I doing this for? My very first episode, I was up over 1,500 listens. By that eighth one, I was down to around 50 or 60 listens. And it was just like, what am I doing this for? Now, granted, there's a bounce that could have happened. I just didn't have the patience for the bounce. But podcast fading really is a true thing in this industry when you talk about podcasts, because you have to hit the bounce before you can come back up. And sometimes, you know, podcasters aren't willing to give it the long term.
Right. And there's also like a certain like episode number. If a podcast gets to like a certain episode number, they're good. If they're not, then they'll probably fade away.
Yeah. And I probably should have maybe stuck it out longer. But I'm producing at that point a 1 hour show. I was spending an easy 4 hours a week just, you know, in the production side of things. And it was just 4 hours that I just wasn't willing to continue to put in with everything else that I have going on in the wrestling world. It just wasn't worth it. The time wasn't worth it.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and that's okay. That's actually kind of a good thing for us because, like, you know, I contacted you to get you on the interview, and I've been doing a lot of the superstars there at Rocky Mountain Pro on the show as well. So we're just
Why do you take so long to get to me? I mean, I'm the most important guy in the entire company. I'm the CEO. I'm the leader of the four-point cartel. I'm the most powerful man in independent wrestling. And you get to me what, you know, 25th or 6th or 7th? Wait, what's the deal with that?
Well, you know, I thought maybe this might be a good week to get you on because it's milestone week at
it's
Rocky Mountain.
It's the biggest week in independent wrestling. It's milestone week. Absolutely.
So, tell us a little bit about milestone.
Well, your milestone is, I hate to use the analogy, it's our WrestleMania. It's the anniversary of the past year. It's a way of celebrating the Rocky Mountain Pro. It'll be our 7th milestone event. It's going to be the biggest milestone that we've had. We're working, you know, in the last year, we've moved to the quarry in historic Golden, Colorado, part of the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. We've got a really nice location to do live shows and television events. And this year, we're working in conjunction with the Jefferson County Fair and Fun event. We're going to have potentially, you know, we're going to have probably the highest attended event, in our 7 year history. And, it's going to be great because of the fact that we've got probably the biggest card, of our history as well. We've got from top to bottom an incredible, event planned. So if you're anywhere around the, you know, Denver, Colorado, Rocky Mountain region, it's worth, first off, come to Denver. It's the most beautiful city in the entire world. It's getting a little crowded. Don't move here. We don't need anybody else moving to Denver. But come visit, spend your money, come see Rocky Mountain Pro because it will be a show that, you're not going to want to miss. And, in the coming weeks to follow, it's going to be on the Fight, TV app as well.
Right.
Yeah.
We got to get through the rest of season 2, which we're all filmed. We're putting those out every single Wednesday evening, here on the Fight app, and being able to see the rest of season 2, then you'll get that payoff of Milestone 7, which you don't want to miss.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're on Fight. You're up to episode 4.
Four is my recollection. Yeah.
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 And you know, you spoke about Fight. How does that change the game for you guys? Just joining in with Fight.
I think it's done a couple of things. Moving to Fight was something that I pushed for a while. I really felt that was a platform for us. We tried some other platforms. Obviously, YouTube was where we found our first footing. We still do the show on YouTube. It debuts on Fight, and then later in the week, it'll be posted on YouTube. We have a pretty loyal YouTube subscriber base as well. Plus, our other program, Ignition, will be listed on there on YouTube as well. But there's just something that, you know, anybody and everybody is on YouTube. Whether it's good, okay, or crap, it's all on YouTube. And it's sometimes a hard place to get footing. And my thought with the Fight app, and one of the reasons I pushed so hard for us to be on Fight, and ultimately the owner's decision is Matthew's choice. In that aspect, he owns the content. I do not at this point. The reason I thought it was a good place to be on is because Fight is the platform in which we are. We're a professional wrestling program. And if you're looking for professional wrestling, you're looking for MMA, you're looking for a fight-style show, Fight TV is where it's at. And so we actually put ourselves in front of the demographic that actually watches the type of program we produce. And I think we produce one of, if not the best, programs on Fight. We work very hard to do a high production value, multiple camera angles. We don't want to give you this, the typical, and I've worked for some of these companies that have done that, that one hard cam shot. We try to give you a real professional, I mean, our tagline is the only true professional wrestling, in the Rocky Mountain region. And that's just a fact. That's just the way it is. No one does, especially in Colorado, what we do. We put on a real professional product, and I think it looks as great as anything you'll see on television today.
Right. So, and, you know, number two on the Fight app, Fight TV apps, I mean, numbers don't lie. And that's
numbers
behind,
don't lie.
That's behind Ring of Honor, and Ring of Honor has an actual TV contract. So, you know, if you're right behind them, I mean, you can't complain about that.
Well, no, absolutely not. And I'm glad you brought that up as opposed to me. You know, sometimes people go, oh, you're blowing, you know, this, that, the other thing. Especially, you know, indie wrestling is one of the most cutthroat, backstabbing, back-talking, you know, businesses, industries in the world. And there's always this thing called promoter math. So you get most promoters go, well, we drew 250. Well, real number was 100, but okay. So for you to say it, not me, we're the number two watched program on the Fight TV app behind Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is probably the third most powerful wrestling organization in the country. Mm-hmm. Obviously, WWE, I would almost say it rivals TNA in almost every aspect. I think there's viewership differences there on platforms. But if you took the Fight TV app, their national television deal, I think it would really rival TNA. I think Ring of Honor's got a better product personally. But yeah, to be number two on the Fight app, that means a lot. And that says a lot about, one, what we are producing. We don't produce a show that is poorly, you know, put out there. I think, two, the quality of the wrestling. I mean, very well trained talent through the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. The Hoodlum Pro Wrestling Academy. I get those, you know, the Hoodlum now owns that. We'll talk about that as our Milestone 7 conversation continues. But also, we have the only wrestling promotion in the entire country that today has the influence and intelligent writing of Vince Russo. You've got Vince Russo who, whether you like him or you don't like him, and believe me, there are people on both sides of that spectrum, and both of them are very loud. People still tune in because, A, they like what Vince Russo says, does, and creates, or they hate it so much they want to see it so they can bash it. That's not a bad thing either way. So we've got great talent, great production, and then great storytelling as well.
And at first, when I heard the stat of you guys being number two on on the Fight app, I didn't believe it. I was calling bullshit 100%. It's like number two after Ring of Honor. There's no way in the world. And then eventually Fight itself had put it out there, you know, that you guys are, Rocky Mountain Pro is number two. And I'm like, holy shit. It's not the product wasn't good. I just thought other products were slightly better, but you can't deny when Fight itself says you guys are number two. The number two watch pro wrestling event.
Right? Absolutely. And as you guys said, numbers don't lie. You can talk about, you know, we're the best or this is the best or we're just, you know, best is always a superlative. It is something that is based upon your opinion. And opinions can be manipulated one way or another. Numbers, on the other hand, numbers are numbers. Yeah. And if we're drawing number two numbers, then we're number two. Yeah. And I'm okay with that because we're competing one-on-one with Ring of Honor. You got to be kidding me. And they have a national television deal. So take them out of the conversation for a second because they got national TV. We don't. So my consideration on the indie wrestling circuit, we're number one because we don't have a national television deal. We don't have the sort of production and cash flow that Ring of Honor or TNA or WWE have. So to be the number two behind Ring of Honor, for me, on the indie wrestling circuit, that makes us the number one promotion in the country.
Yes. And you know, for the longest time, we've been on Fight, and you guys weren't on Fight. And then we get Mr. Fourth Row eventually talk to Matt Yaden to get you guys on Fight was my conspiracy. And all along, it was Titus. I want to
talk about Matthew needed somebody. Matthew, the thing about Matthew is that he takes, you know, many different opinions. And that's a positive. Yeah. I'm going to spin it as a positive and a negative because, you know, Matthew and I don't see eye to eye on many things. And it took somebody from Mr. Fourth, you know, Mr. You know, Fourth Row, Fifth Row, you know, Tenth Row, you know, being able to say, hey, this is an outsider's perspective saying, look, this is where you should be, validates that which has been said to him by a multitude of people. And there were other suitors. There's other platforms that are in this space that Fight TV is in. But if you're going to do it, you want to do it the best way you know how, and do it with the biggest, the best. And that's what we're on Fight TV. We're not on those other upstarts that are just trying to compete with what you guys have already put on in the Fight TV. So I'm glad we had an outsider's perspective because, you know, Matthew doesn't trust me, nor should he, because, you know, I'm going to take this company from underneath him long term and put him, you know, in the retirement home. But having that outsider's perspective, I think, helped.
Yeah, most definitely. So moving over to Milestone, what are some of the matchups, or can you say, or...
Oh, you know, I'm gonna probably do a few spoilers because you're gonna learn some things as the season continues on. The season's, you know, as we say in the business, is in the can. It's there. They're all filmed and we're putting on the last bit of commentary on some of the things, but they're in the can and they're coming out every single week. So some things are probably maybe a spoiler or two, and if you don't want to hear spoilers, you know, tough. I have to promote a live show today. So, we've got a great card. We've got a number of matches. Of course, the first one I would talk about is the Colorado Cup, and this is my brainchild, over anything else. I wanted to create, last year, an event for Milestone as an annual sort of thing. I was really taken aback by the WWE in this aspect with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. In a way to honor Andre, and it's something that WWE can do year and year and year, and something that you can look forward to at WrestleMania. So I took that idea and I said, well, what can we do at Milestone? It gives an opportunity to somebody who is not getting an opportunity. You know, the thing that... you have in this business is that you've got guys and gals who are entrenched in their position. They're not giving their position up. And so for somebody to say, look, I want a shot, it's hard in this business to get a shot sometimes because you've got great talent ahead of you. It's the Wally Pipp issue. If you're a baseball fan, you don't know who Wally Pipp is. Wally Pipp is the first baseman for the New York Yankees, took a day off, and Lou Gehrig played for him, and Lou Gehrig didn't take a day off for the next 1,000 games. So you're the Wally Pipp. You want an opportunity to get in there. So the Colorado Cup has a chance for, you know, guys and even women are participating in this who are looking for an opportunity. We're having recent graduates of the Pro Wrestling Academy stepping in there and the opportunity to shine at the biggest event of the year and win this battle royal. And what happens to your career after that? Let's look at last year's first year's event. The winner was Humphrey Jacobs the first. Humphrey Jacobs busts his head open. That's straight shoot, boys and girls. Yep. Busts his head open in this battle royal, continues through it with the proverbial crimson mask, as they say, wins the whole thing. And where's his career gone? It's really gone quite well. He's currently, one half of the, tag team champions. He's a star to be. He's a contender for both the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship and the Charge Championship. His career has, and that was his debut. That was his debut in Rocky Mountain Pro, and being able to catapult his career, that's the great thing about the Colorado Cup. So that's the one thing that I think that people should really take a look at is, you know, there's the card itself is stacked, but that's an event years after I'm long gone from this company, which will be forever. So don't get excited, folks. This is going to be something that you can look at every single year. So I'm really excited about the Colorado Cup. Again, it truly was something that I put together in my head. So that's one of the matches that we've got going on. I think most people are. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, what do you think of the Colorado Cup? Before I just jump ahead.
Oh well, I personally like it. I mean, me being in attendance, it's just one of those matches where you get to see everybody, all the favorites, see who's going to come out of it, and like you said, catapult to stardom.
I've not seen the Colorado Cup yet, so I'm gonna.
You need to go back and watch Milestone last year. Don't do the main event. A main event was I was tricked into a wrestling match and cheated. So we don't talk about that too much. But definitely watch the main event. I whooped that woman's ass. but the you gotta go back and look at Colorado Cup. It is truly an opportunity to see something that is very, very different from what you normally see in pro wrestling. It is truly a battle royal, but it's the dynamic of having people, and truly, there's going to be a couple of pro wrestling debuts made that night, this Saturday, from the academy themselves. So we give an opportunity to everybody. It's open, so anyone can have a chance to win that. We've also got the great Al Snow making his return to Rocky Mountain Pro. He's a great friend of Matthew Yaden's. We didn't have Al at last year's Milestone. We try to have Al at every Milestone. He's going to be taking on Jason Knoll, who's got a real issue with Matt Yaden, and this is his chance to take Matthew's mentor and maybe teach Al Snow something about wrestling. Who knows? I think Al Snow's probably got the upper hand here. Al Snow is an accomplished professional, one of the best in the business. So it's gonna be a run for Jason Knoll. You've got a great triple threat between the Evolution, Tyler Stinson, Hunter Gray, and Vince Russo's own personal Filter. If you've not seen Filter, this is a star. And I know that we're not going to have Filter in the near future. I'm sure somebody's going to go, we want this kid, and we're going to mold him. He's got every bit of talent that there is. He's been in the business less than a year, and he is already touring the country, different wrestling promotions across the country. So that's going to be an amazing triple threat. You've got big men like Filter, like Hunter Gray, but an assassin for all intents and purposes with Tyler Stinson, MMA background. He's able to knock a guy out with that Superman punch in a matter of seconds. So that's going to be an interesting triple threat. Mr. First Row, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be interesting on that, because each one of them has a unique characteristic that it's like going to be interesting to see how the other competitors in that match are going to be able to counter or defend against that if they can.
And the thing that you're seeing with Tyler Stinson is he has really added on his MMA background and tapping people out. He's really, instead of just going really puncher, this new season of season two, he's added in that tap out ability, that submission moves, this arm bar that he has, that he's won real MMA matches with, you know, so it's really interesting to see that added to the repertoire of Tyler Stinson. I don't agree with Tyler Stinson very often, but you can't argue his talent level.
Right.
Oh. So, what's our next matchup? What do you have?
So, I think we got the great Eugene Dinsmore. If you know him from WWE, he's going to be in attendance. I don't think we're announcing his opponent at this point. I don't know if we have it fully locked down, but Eugene will be in attendance as well. We've got, oh goodness, I'll hit a couple more. A great matchup between Anaya, member of the Four Point Cartel, and one half of the Left Coast Gorillas taking on Japan superstar Rolls Royce Isaacs. Rolls Royce has been to Japan twice now. He's an international star for us here at Rocky Mountain Pro, And he's been picking a fight with the Four Point Cartel that he's probably going to regret, because Anaya is more than capable of representing the company, his brother, and I don't know where Anaya's head is right now. He and his brother are having some issues, but that's going to be an amazing matchup from two people who are truly the future of this company. Fourth row, what do you think about that matchup?
Well, you know, I know that Isaacs has some unresolved issues when it comes to the left coast
grills. He has issues. You're totally right. He's had issues.
You know, and one of the matches that I'm really interested in is the tag team championship winner takes both belts match between Curtis Cole and Humphrey Jacobs the First.
You mean Sideshow Curtis and Humpty Dumpty Jacobs? You're right. You get the Mile High Express. Their friendship is in question. And so for my own personal fun and amusement, as I'm the man who makes, you know, every show happen, I have winner take all. This is a tag team that is imploding within. And, so we're going to put them in a match, and the winner gets both tag team titles. Maybe they select another tag team partner. I don't think that Humphrey Jacobs can work well with anybody. He may just, you know, represent a tag team all by himself. I'm not going to let that happen. Curtis Cole, he would wrestle with a balloon as his tag team partner if given the choice. This guy is not put together in the head very well. He's a dangerous, oh my gosh, I'm going to say this, a dangerous professional wrestler because he's so unorthodox. He doesn't have a game plan. He's inventive as he goes through the match. And with that sort of chaos, he's been very successful here at Rocky Mountain Pro, even though I've tried to prevent such a thing. A charge champion, and of course now one half of the tag team champion. So you're right, that's going to be a very interesting matchup for sure.
What is your beef with Curtis Cole? Because every time I hear you, always bagging on the guy. He's pretty decent.
Curtis Cole is not the kind of guy I want representing my company. He's not, I mean, well, look at the guy. He's got no physical definition, yet he wins. The fans seem to love him. And, you know, I don't really care what the fans like or don't like. I tell them what they like or don't like. But I don't like who he and how he represents himself in the company. I think that he's, if he got serious, he could be a dangerous professional wrestler. But you know, when you placate to what the fans are, and he's just a, we don't see things eye to eye. He's a bizarre human being, and he's probably one of Matthew's best friends in this business. And of course, if you're Matthew's friend, you're no friend of mine.
Oh, you know, I've been watching, you know, a little bit of Rocky Mountain Pro, and I see that you don't like this Curtis Cole. How about you just make him put that fro up on the line? I think that would be...
That would be... You know, that's a great idea, and maybe we'll deal with that after if he survives Milestone 7. You look at a guy like Humphrey Jacobs the First. He's the first and only. He may just break Curtis Cole's neck, and I don't have to worry about it. But we'll deal with something like that afterwards.
Okay. That's good. What other matches we got up for Milestone?
Well, we're going to let's focus on this two matches that are probably the two main events of the show. One is Mario Vander, our current defending Rocky Mountain Pro champion, Mr. Sugar Free himself, taking on someone I know pretty well in Stephen Ashburn, the current charged champion. Now, if you're not familiar with Rocky Mountain Pro, something's wrong with you. Number two watch show on Fight TV. Get on there every Wednesday evening. But Mario Vander, I said, is the, you know, the Rocky Mountain Pro champion. And then we have our, I guess you could say, our mid-card championship, our sort of intercontinental slash television champion. That's the charged champion. So we're having champion versus champion, and winner gets both championships. And I'm going to let that winner decide whether they want to keep them both and defend them both. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll decide after Milestone they have to defend them both. But these two have a serious, serious issue with one another. Mario really has been a very good champion for us, a great representative of Rocky Mountain Pro. Stephen Ashburn, the youngest Rocky Mountain Pro champion ever, former tag team champion. He's truly the first and only Triple Crown winner here at Rocky Mountain Pro. He's held all three major men's championships. He's the youngest of the Rocky Mountain Pro champions. He was once a student of mine, decided he knew better. He's starting to come around, but two of the most talented guys in the company, two of the top guys in the company, they have a real issue with one another, and they're going to have to settle this in the ring, and both of their championships are on the line, and both are very motivated to beat the other. So it's going to be a battle like you haven't seen at Rocky Mountain Pro, I don't think, in a while. It's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, we've even seen the buildup of the tension between them because they've had to wrestle in a tag team match as partners.
Well, that's for my own personal amusement. When you got guys who aren't getting along, there's nothing better than to make them have to get along and see what transpires. And chaos is fun to watch. Fans, I mean, look, you drive down the road, you see an accident, what are you doing? You're looking. And that's what you get when you put guys like this together and as a tag team, you're going to get a chaotic situation. That's going to be fun to watch. It's great TV, hence why we're the number two watched program on Fight.
Yeah, that's right. And you said you only had two more matches left. There's no women's match announced? Or?
Oh, gosh, I did not mention the women's Lockettes Championship. Currently slated as Unholy Trinity versus Nanny AC versus the Lockett's champion, Ali Gatto. So we have a triple threat match there. And that's just going to be just the culmination of these three women who have just been battling each other week after week. You got friendships that Nanny thinks she has a friendship with Ali Gatto. Ali Gatto doesn't have anybody as a friend. And then you've got that freak that is Unholy Trinity. She's the most bizarre woman in this business. And probably one of with her and Allie, two of the best women wrestlers in the Rocky Mountain region, dare I say, among the best in the entire country. So this triple threat's going to settle a lot of the issues that these women have had with each other for weeks here on season two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Allie's just a vicious woman, beautiful woman, and a great representative of the Lockettes division. And regardless who wins this, I think season three, you're going to see a lot of changes in the Lockettes division. We've got a lot of women in the Pro Wrestling Academy right now, some with some great pedigree who will be making some debuts in season three. So it's a kind of a bittersweet. You're going to have a great match and a great victory for somebody, but there's a lot of women lining up to get their shot at that Lockettes championship. So That's going to be a fun to look at in season three.
Mm. Yeah.
And now you got your main event or your last matchup?
Yeah, we don't have a main event. Normally, I'm not a big fan of taking our main championship out of the top spot. But sometimes things are more important than championships, more important than making wins, more important than money. And that's going to be the steel cage match between Mercury Matthew Yaden and the one and only Hoodlum. And this is now going to be deemed as everything's on the table.
Oh.
And this is going to be a spoiler for you because you're going to see that in episode 5 where it officially becomes fully known. But, in season 1, we had the best of 5 tables match between Hoodlum and Matthew Yaden. Hoodlum wanted control of the school. He's been a coach of the school since day one. He's a founding member of this school. And they put the school on the line. And in a flaming table, Matthew went through it and lost his hopes and dreams, his heart, which is that school. And he wants that school back. And Hoodlum, a gracious man that he is, willing to do that in this steel cage. But won't give up too much. But Matthew and I have come to an agreement that we've added a second stipulation. I want this company. I want Matthew out of the way. So Matthew is putting his promotion on the line as well. So when Hoodlum defeats him, Not only does Hoodlum keep the school, I'm taking control, full control, ownership of Rocky Mountain Pro.
I hope you guys win.
Well, and there is, I do, and Mr. Forthrow, I'm sure you're about to allude to this. There is a second add-on to that is that if by chance Matthew, who doesn't stand a chance against Hoodlum, never has, he does win, he gets his school back, and my ironclad no termination contract is his to let me go, and I'll be gone from Rocky Mountain Pro. So in the end, it's him or I. That's what it comes down to. One of us will not be episode 1, season 3 of Rocky Mountain Pro.
Oh no! It sounds like a really good event to watch. I can't wait for it to. I gotta wait for it to come up on Fight, but I'm glad you guys get this happening this weekend for people in the Colorado area to watch.
And it's something you don't want to miss out. Like I said, you're gonna see great matches, top to bottom, from the Colorado Cup to great women's wrestling to a steel cage match. Tell me if you can think of any 5 or 6 promotions in the country that do a legitimate steel cage. You're going to have champions versus champions. You're going to have, tag team champions split. You're going to have great superstars such as Eugene Dinsmore and Al Snow in attendance. So you got a lot of things going on.
And then that's the milestone is the season finale, right?
It will be the season finale of season 2, correct.
And how does the season's play out for you within Rocky Mountain Pro?
What do you mean has to play out for me?
I mean, like, not a lot of companies use the seasonal format. Do you like the seasonal format? Do you like the year round?
You know, it's new for us since we started. That's why we're on season 2. I mean, we had over almost like 125 episodes in our YouTube show. We did the more of the WWE format, 365 days a year, weekly show. This new seasonal format has been different, something to get used to. I'm a big Netflix sort of watcher, so you get those 10 episodes, you binge the heck out of it. What I love about what we do is we don't put out 10 episodes and say, here's all 10, watch them all, and then you spend months and months and months going, I need some new content. It's a 10 episodes, but it's still a weekly episodic way of watching it. So I'm really excited about how we're doing it right now. We're giving you 10 to 13 shows a season, and giving you them weekly, so you're not going months without seeing the product. I'm a big Marvel guy. I haven't watched Daredevil in so long. I've binged season 2. I'm dying for season 3. There's some issues there. So we don't do it that way. So I like the way we're doing it right now. You still get the chance of seeing a weekly show, having that, wait. Although I hate waiting for Game of Thrones every single week. It drives me nuts. I just can't handle that. It just makes me crazy the whole week long, waiting for Sunday night. So that's the kind of thing that is good, though. You watch the end of Charge, and you're like, I have to wait another week to see what happens. I can't wait until I see what happens. So I do like this whole way we do it these days. The Fight app has allowed us to really do it that way. I don't think it would have worked on our old format with YouTube. So I really do like it. And it gives us an off-season. I mean, things happen in the off-season. Alligato actually won the Lockett's Championship in between season 1 and season 2 at a house event at the Rack House in Lodo in downtown Denver. So, you don't want to miss, if you're local, you don't want to miss house shows either, because anything happens at Rocky Mountain Pro.
Well, and that's one thing I was going to say. Even when there was a little bit of a break between season 1 and season 2, we still had Ignition to hold us over between the seasons of Charge. So my kind of question, is there any thought about maybe putting Ignition on the Fight app as well?
It's been discussed, and nothing has been decided whether we will or won't. I think that it's probably inevitable, should be there, way I would foresee it. And of course, when I take full control of the company, after this Saturday, what I say goes, being able to launch Charged, and then maybe Ignition after that, and then Charge again. So you're doing every 10 weeks you have a different program. That might be a way to go to continue to have content going out there. But there's different ways to look at it. But it's been discussed and looked at. And then, of course, we've got the great producer, you know, Vince Russo. He has a great say-so in what we do television-wise. I mean, why wouldn't he? He's only produced the greatest television pro wrestling has ever seen. And he's got more experience in that genre than pretty much anybody else, you know, next to Vince McMahon.
Right. And what I usually say about Vince Russo is, love him or hate him, you remember him.
And you're exactly right. Like I said, even those, you know, those that love him, and I'm not, I don't love, nor do I hate Mr. Russo. He's a business associate. We, you know, I don't pick sides too often. But those, there are those that love Mr. Russo, and there are those that absolutely hate him, but they both watch the product. They both follow him on Twitter. They both see what he's doing, whether to praise him or to bash him. And, you know, what's it, Eric Bischoff said, controversy creates cash. Yeah. He makes money. He's got a huge listener base to his weekly, he's by daily now, podcast. Can you imagine doing a daily podcast? Yeah. As hard as it is to do a weekly, I would just drive my head into the wall. So he does that. He's a, you know, and of course, the business of the business. I'd love to see some more of that. I think business in the business was a great, concept. Yeah. From Vince. I'd love to see that on the Fight app at some point as well. Lots of things going on with Rocky Mountain Pro. We've got, we're looking at graphic novels, something that's being thrown around. We've talked a lot about, lots of different things. We are in a good spot right now. Very grateful to the Fight app. It's been a wonderful partnership and one that I would expect to last a long time. Being able to bring our form of professional wrestling to the masses. It's just really fun to be able to see people watch all over the world. We've got fans in Europe who tweet me all the time. We've got fans in Canada. We've got fans in Japan. I think some of that's thanks to Royce Isaacs and his ability to transfer out that way. So, you know, getting different people across the world, that's something that, you didn't have just, you know, a handful of years ago, and Fight app has allowed wrestling, fighting, boxing, MMA, have an opportunity, a platform to go watch what they want to watch, not to sift through, you know, tons of YouTube and keywords and search engine optimization and what YouTube wants you to see. Yes. Fight app really gives you the choice to choose what you want. And that's what I really like about the Fight app experience is that I can turn on what I want to watch when I want to watch it. It's easy to find the genre I'm looking for, and I think that's part of the success that you're seeing with us and some other promotions and other fight types of product across the world.
And that'll have to lead me into my question I ask of all our guests. Besides Rocky Mountain Pro, which is your home promotion, what other wrestling or shows do you watch on the Fight TV app?
Well, you know, I alluded to it earlier about Ring of Honor. I think Ring of Honor is probably the second, if you're looking at, you know, best national products, I think that Ring of Honor brings that, better than TNA does. So I do watch, more of Ring of Honor, All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh yes, they just added that.
You know, I just started watching that recently. You know, I don't do a lot of, with what I do in life, wrestling, my wrestling world is Rocky Mountain Pro. I'm starting to get into MMA. I really, really am. I've kind of been that guy who's just like paid attention here and there. Obviously, when Brock was at UFC, you pay a little more attention. But I've started to pick up more and more MMA and being able to see a lot of the, you know, free stuff that's on Fight. Of MMA, I get a chance to watch a little bit more. Working at my desk day to day, I have a 3-screen system at my desk, so I can have one thing sitting one of my screens, and I'll usually have it be Rocky Mountain Pro or Wrestling or an MMA. Of course, I think a lot of that's been the great promotion of this big upcoming fight later this month. So I think that's kind of got me thinking MMA again a little bit more. So MMA is something I'm watching more of a fight.
Sure, cool.
Nice. All right, Mr. Titus Machiavelli, you got any more plugs, anything like that? You want to tell us where people can find you?
Well, you know, my best place to really find me, I'm across the internet. You can find me on evilgeniustitus.com. But, you know, the best place to interact with me, and I'm pretty decent about Twitter these days, is at evilgeniustitus over on Twitter. I think Twitter is one of those great platforms in which you can interact with people quickly, efficiently, and on a regular basis. Facebook, I'm here and there. My website's pretty static. I don't do a whole lot there in essence, and I don't do the podcast. But yeah, hit me up on Twitter at Evil Genius Titus. That's the best place to get me.
Okay. Oh man, we should have had Mr. Titus on first. I'm with you. Yeah, we definitely should have contacted you first. But I'm glad you came on. This is awesome for the update on Milestone and what's going on and with everything and anything else. I think it's awesome.
And don't forget about checking out Rocky Mountain Pro on the Fight TV app. Obviously, you can get us across, you know, social media. You can get us on our website, therockymountainpro.com. Make sure you put the THE in there. If you put Rocky Mountain Pro, you get a construction company or something. So the Rocky Mountain Pro, much like the Ohio State, Rocky MTN, short for Mountain Pro. That's at Facebook, Twitter, getting very big in Instagram. I think everyone's starting to get into Instagram. So yeah, definitely check us out on all those different social platforms, and then therockymountainpro.com, and of course, right here on the Fight app.
Yeah, because you're gonna be running Rocky Mountain Pro pretty soon, so you gotta get those in too.
We got that. We've got to change this Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. Of course, if you want to be a pro wrestler, there's only one school you need to go to, and that's the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. That's mercuryprowrestling.academy. School is huge right now. A lot of enrollees, a lot of people coming on board and wanting to fulfill their dream. It's starting to get people from outside of the Rocky Mountain region relocating here to do this. So it's a great place to train. Great atmosphere. I think the school, it runs 5 to 6 days a week. Some days it's 2 and 3 trainings a day. We have a young lady who just started. She's running 2 trainings 4 days a week right now. She's really, you know, getting a PhD in pro wrestling really quick. So if you want to be a pro wrestler, there's really the place to be. We get great people come in, and we're going to have a 2-day seminar this weekend, Friday and Saturday, with Eugene Dinsmore and one with Al Snow. You can't do that very often and have those kind of seminars. So we get great seminars, great training, and then you have the ability to work your way into the second most watched wrestling show on the Fight TV app, Rocky Mountain Pro.
Awesome. All right, well, Titus, it was a great pleasure having you on. I thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Pleasure was all yours.
And so everybody, like I said, he said, you know, check out Rocky Mountain Pro. I'm of course going to be there in person this weekend at Milestone and the VIP meet and greet. So, you guys, got to check it out if you're anywhere in the Rocky Mountain region.
Absolutely, by any means necessary.
Exactly.
But once again, thank you very much. It was a blast to have you on, and I hope
we'll have you on in the future. Yeah.
When you start running Rocky Mountain Pro, we're definitely gonna have you back on to make sure you know.
Done deal.
How's it going?
All right, thanks, and have a good rest of the afternoon, evening, or whatever time you guys are all listening to this.
This is Curtis Cole, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right. Once again, a big thank you to Titus Machiavelli for coming on to What's on Fight, the Who's on Fight edition. We greatly appreciate it. A lot of information there. We're talking about Milestone, a little bit of behind the scenes stuff about Rocky Mountain Pro, And so, like I said, you guys, if you are listening to this and are anywhere within distance of Golden, Colorado, you guys need to come to Milestone. It's going to be a great weekend. It's also the Jefferson County Fair that weekend, so your ticket will also get you admission to the fair. A lot of cool events. I think you guys can actually get your tickets at CelebrateJeffco.com. So just a cheap plug that I'm kind of doing there as well. It's going to be well worth the beyond the price of admission. So, Finn, what did you think of our fantastic interview there with the evil genius of professional wrestling, Titus Machiavelli?
Great interview. I see it was his idea to get on Fight. So,
well, I actually talked to him as well. So,
so it was your idea.
Yeah, well, I think he actually did kind of, there was a quick little blurb that he did mention that, you know, outside, you know, when he was talking about outside, people as well, mentioning that too. And I mentioned that at the same kind of, at time too. This was when I was talking to him at ringside and got his autograph as well. Cause he likes to mix it up, little breaking kayfabe in our ending segment. He mixed it up with the fans and kind of meets people every once in a while. Before the show starts, so that's great. So I actually know Titus pretty decently, even though he doesn't know my moniker name, but very well. But that's just probably his thing. So, anyways.
Yeah, great interview. But yeah, we're pushing these out and plugging them in, and it's awfully fun, you know, especially being attached to a group. You know, even though it's your home promotion, being attached with a company that promotes and wants to be on Fight, they're able to talk to us about, you know, the inner workings of what happened with Fight and how they got on. And that's what I enjoy the most, you know. They're on Fight. They're the number two, which I didn't believe at the time. I could have put money on it. They weren't number two, but they are number two. No joke, people. Because yeah, I was exactly a skeptic like a fucker. They are right. Number two. No joke.
Yeah, you know, and then speaking of number two, just for guys in the future, for the listeners, we are going to be reviewing season two, episodes number one and two of Rocky Mountain Pro in a future episode. It'll probably be an episode, a couple episodes down the road here. But if you guys want to go ahead and watch in advance, give us your feedback. You can either tweet at us or email us. That would be great. So we'll be doing that in the very near future for our, when we get to our regular What's on Fight episodes.
Yeah. And, man, we have other great ideas, shows, and stuff on here to be promoted. And for me, it is, I haven't done an episode in a while. I've been extremely busy. Every week someone's hanging out, wants to party. But it is Lou Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground is the hottest wrestling company right now. Great in-ring action, you know, so it's fun. And I just haven't had a chance to even record a podcast, but I will. I have a couple special guests actually lined up. People who watch the show, so it's no one too special.
But it sounds exciting. We got to get Lou Chat back on so everybody can listen along. So it's as far as I can tell, there's a lot of things happening in Lucha Underground. So it's going to be exciting. And then we're seeing you know, Lucha Underground stars make it in the way of other companies too.
Yeah,
so.
And I got a special coming up of the non people. There's people, I don't know if they're leaving. Totally leaving Lucha Underground, or they're just working for a different company. But there's a lot of other people out there that aren't working for companies, and to bring them into Lucha Underground, such as, I'm going to give you a sneak preview, Davey Richards is gone from TNA. So one of my ideas, being the creative genius I am, is to bring him in as teaming up with the other Wolf, PJ Black, being maybe the Wolves, but in a different persona. Since, you know, Lucha Underground runs with groups like that, so they could be like the Wolves again.
Yeah.
So, but we got some other great podcasts that you can listen to here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. And that is European Uppercut. that gives you a European perspective of all pro wrestling. Yeah, we got Spanish announce table. I know they're not slamming our brain through a table of knowledge, but they're going to try to anyways. just like Lou Chat, we got WrestleCast Live. They're on hiatus.
Sabbatical.
As well. No, they're fancy. Sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
So once they get off their sabbatical, we'll definitely let you know. But it doesn't hurt just to talk about them, just in case you want to go back on some past episodes to see what they're really about. We got Wrestling Cheers hanging with Heavy. I don't think they're talking behind the scenes of no NFL easy picks, but, you know, until we get confirmation, we're still going to be up here. Yeah, I know the CFL easy picks are still up, so you can always, you know, get perspective of the CFL. Because you can gamble on the CFL as well. We got Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, the Test Experience, All Beers Inside, STFU. We're having the odds on, even if I have to do it by myself, because we record late, extremely late at night in Las Vegas, and we've been drinking, and it's hard to get a couple people together, so even if I and another friend might just do the odds on ourselves, just to get it out there, so you could, you know, someone just dropped out of first place in our Pick'em League, and I'm gaining a lot of momentum with my picks, so maybe one of those two guys would do a show for you. The guys who have the most points. I think we do not talk WWE, but out of the two of us, we have the most points of any two people who do a podcast.
Right.
So that's kind of odd, huh?
It is interesting that the guys that do a podcast are doing well on something they don't necessarily cover.
I mean, we watch it, but we're not the ones that cover it. The guys covering, you think, would have the more of the advantage, but no.
Right.
Yeah, we're the ones holding it up for our team.
Yeah.
We got a Select A Cart, Squaggle Box Cast, which will be coming out very soon. And, you know, we always have so much, much and more. But to reach us in this show, it is very easy. We have a Gmail. It's whatsonfight@gmail.com. If you want to add people to Who's on Fight, it's simple as well. Just go there and tell us who you want us to add and make sure they're on Fight. So, you know, it ties in and you can drop that to our, Fight line, which is 702-907-3483, 702-907-FIGHT. And if you're looking for a good fight, you can find me on Twitter. I am FinFishSCU. And you can send me an email to my Gmail, because I am finfishscu@gmail.com. Mr. Forfero, how could the people find you to fight with?
All right. Well, so if you want to fight with me on Twitter, you can use your Twitter machine. Do it as Mr. Spell out the Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R. Put a 4-T-H in the middle. End it with R-O-W. Email me. Just add an @gmail.com to it. And it's as simple as that.
Yes. And soon, I don't know if we could shoot this information out there, but we're going to be putting the podcast out in a different format, right?
We may be. We're exploring some options, just trying to kind of branch out a little bit. We get all kinds of great stuff happening in the background with our show. So if you guys also have some suggestions or things you'd like to see when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's great. So, we'll add that information when it is all updated and that kind of stuff. So best thing to do is just follow us on Twitter, or on our website at, www.whatsonfight.com. Make sure you do add the www. It helps your web browser out a little bit more with your web browser. I found out, so, because if you just put whatsonfight.com, sometimes your web browser won't hit it exactly right, and that's just because of our host, so make sure you add the www before whatsonfight.com.
Okay, because I think I sent the information to a friend.
Yeah.
And she wanted to check out the show, and I typed it into her thing, and when I selected it, it shot me somewhere else. I'm like, what? So I went online on my phone, and it sent me there, and I'm like, okay, this is odd. So then I just sent her a link to that. because she had wanted to get a What's on Fight t-shirt, the hottest selling t-shirt. Oh my gosh.
It is the hottest selling t-shirt on the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Holy shit. Another order of, but, oh man, I definitely didn't want to spoil this, but we did some t-shirts exchanges, and, we got some t-shirts already from someone, and I'm going to save that information once I get that shirt and I can rock and roll with it. Yeah, but we had a t-shirt exchange program. If you send us a shirt, we'll send you a shirt. You know, simple and easy.
Yeah, so and, yeah, get in touch with us. We actually have two companies or promotions or whatever you want to call it, exchanges set up. So
yeah, so this is, you know, it's I think that's a very good idea, a very cool concept. You know, we're gonna rock their shirts, they're gonna rock our shirts, and you know, it promotes everyone else. Or unless you just wanted to promote the show in your own means, I would have to send you a shirt if you promoted the show in a certain way. You come on, you being a guest. Anything like that, and if you just had wanted a shirt, it was even easier just by sending us a simple $20, and we would have sent you out a shirt, no matter the shipping or anything like that. We still would have sent you out a shirt for only $20, and you know, it goes back into the show. We get doing things and add more, and you know, we're growing and growing every day. As much as Fight grows, we grow with them because somehow they like us.
They really, really like us.
They didn't tell us, like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? They really promoting, you know, not to the fullest of all their other podcasts, but they know we're there and they understand our mission just to randomly choose shows on their app and go out there and just talk about them. So, and we use their name and their symbol for Fight, but they're not complaining. They absolutely enjoy it. So, but I like that. And I think that's about it, I guess. We did our plugs and all that. So, looks like we are done with our Who's on Fight Summit with Titus Machiavelli, the leader of the 4-Point Cartel. How about you?
I am good as well. So, that's all we have to fight about this time. So, until next time. Fight on.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm the next new kid, not on the block. But I would knock your block off quick, not with a Glock, but two guns and knuckles that bring pain. It's a shame you couldn't spit venom on my name. Is it worth all the fame and money? It's no joke. Got a cane from nothing to something. It's so funny how you can just start at the bottom. So high till they see you at a spot when you got no product and the crowds do flock to see you. And the shots you got, and it's hot to be you. And shocked to see through all the squat they feed you. You did not squeeze through with the plot, they need you. The dude calling shots at the top could be you. Unless you get God and the rest could ring true. It's just the beginning of pain in my glory. Starts when I finish the end of this story.
Shake the ground.
Everybody move to the sound.
Get up. We put them down, put them down, put them down now.
Shake the ground.
Yeah. Everybody move to the sound.
Get up.
We put them down, put them down, put them down now.
We put them down, put them down, put them down now.
We put them down.
See, I float like a butterfly. You can fly like a bee with a sting. A buck can never fight me, call it bulletproof. Teflon with a voice, a track that's hard just to put it through, cause it's a banger. Coming in, showing the middle finger. Once I begin to flow, you'll know anger. One dagger, sharp with the tongue, I walk with the swagger. You seem to stagger. One slip of the jaw and hush, I'm quick draw McGraw. Cause me, I see all. See y'all fall out, ball out on the street. Seize all and beef, I breathe for. Try me, lyric all of your bully and squeeze off till you fully see all. I risk it. When your dog's too limp for biscuits, call for this shit.
Shake the ground.
Everybody move to the sound.
Get up.
We put them down, put them down, put them down now.
Shake.
Yeah, everybody move to the sound.
Get up.
We put them down, put them down, put them down now.
I'm here, you've been waiting for me. You've been waiting to see. Now that I'm here, I'll be right on the top of things.
you're loving it. When I'm not, you're just not into the plot with no slug in it. Just not shot with a Glock or Tupac in it. Must not be in a squad with no thug in it, cause I'm a breakthrough. Where I take you now, I will shake you up like a quake and make it so painful. Pistols ain't playful, it's the way crews act, they erase you. If I'm to face you, I replace you quick when I spit shit that's so graceful. Mace will embrace you, so you better pray Jesus sways your way just to save you. Me, I will never die, but I will live on in any song long as forever I live for the agony. And defeat whatever it is I meet with no tragedy.
Shake, no cry.
Everybody move to the sound.
Get up.
We put 'em down, put 'em down, put 'em down.